Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, you gorillas, I got to go to work. This is Psyche's Gone Wild. It's
Talk about the song fever. And we are. Those of you who knew, you packed your bags, you grabbed your suitcase, and you're ready to head up to Maine. You know what it is? It's Thursday, and we've got a surprise for you. Those of you who are regulars know the surprise you wrote on there. Your favorite psychic. Out of 33 psychics, the one, the only, Dina Flanagan. Dina, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing great, Jethro. How are you doing?
Really great. This week we've had all these writing in. They said that you did have an email and that Jethro finally found you. And what was going on? I said, well, call Dina. She's went wild and she's doing specials. And so we've been having this really insane time on Skype. And I teased him. I said, the way to catch Dina is to get a hold of her on her email. So I'm going to tease all of you guys one more time with feeling. This is Dina Flanagan. If you're ready to do work and you're ready to have a really phenomenal reading with a person who was born with this gift of sight, she's read for over 25 years, has worked professionally on cruise ships, get a hold of Dina at ESSENCEOT@AOL.com. Those of you who just tuned into iTunes, I'll say it one more time with feeling, Dina Flanagan. Tune in to Psychics Gone Wild. Dina, we've got a bunch of people waiting for you. Tell us what's going on in up there in wonderful Maine, and what's Dina going to be doing this summer with her summer?
Well, I hope to be camping this summer and really enjoying the outdoors, because this year is all about getting connected and grounded with the earth. That's what I'm doing.
Dina, see, and there's why you guys all love her. Everybody's going to work. I'm going to be trying to do a television series. We've got people putting out work to go out into the air. Dina will be camping and lightly write her emails, because she is a psychic and lives by the book. And those of you who are laughing, you do know I am psychic too. I've got a few people asking me, why am I hassling Dina? I'm not. I'm teasing Dina. So we're going to go in and just see what Dina does. Let's start it out. 631, you're on live. How are you, 631? 631? 631 is a little tired right now, and we're going to let them have that nap. 202, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Really good. This is Psychic Jethro, and I welcome you to Psychics Gone Wild. Are you ready to have a reading with a phenomenal psychic?
I am. Thank you.
Great. If you will give her your name and your question, it's Dina Flanagan on tonight.
Okay. My name's Nia. My question is my question is about a relationship that I'm currently in, sort of, kind of, and we had a kind of something happened where I just found out I was pregnant, so I guess I kind of wanted to see where that was headed with all of that going on, and I feel like I'm not getting the type of support I would like to. But, you know, like, are you just scared? Or, because I can understand that, but, you know, I'm kind of doing it, you know, feeling alone here, because I'm not telling anybody else, you know, because I don't know what I'm going to do yet.
Yeah. Yeah, my sense is that, it was a little, the news was a little shocking. Like, this person was not quite ready.
Yeah.
So it's going to take just a little bit to digest this news. But I feel like they'll come back around. I feel like they'll come back around and kind of like kind of help you make a decision, I guess, is what I want to say. I don't think that this person's just going to, you know, like run and that's it. I feel like it just need time to digest it. Give it probably, did you just tell them?
Yeah, like 2 days ago.
Yeah, because I kept hearing it's going to take like 2 weeks. About 2 weeks.
Wow.
you know, or up to 2 weeks for this person to really, really, it's going to sink in. It's like they're not quite ready, but then within the 2 weeks of really processing it, they'll step up to the plate to help you, like I said, make a decision or talk it out or something like that, I'm seeing.
Should I try to talk before then? Because I was getting kind of like, honestly, kind of irritated. So, like, you know, I had absolutely no support. I'm like, you know, crying in the bed and trying to figure things out. So I was like, hey, let's let's talk tomorrow, and I was kind of going to probably end our relationship, only because it's just that reaction to me, it just wasn't supportive at all. Like, do you see the relationship as itself as something, you know, that can be something good in my life or both of our lives, you know, with or without a child?
Mm-hmm. Well, this I'm hearing this decision has to really kind of do with you, totally with you. So, you know, what you want first. I'm hearing you decide what you want first, if you're ready or if you're not ready. Because this other person, that even though they'll come back around and help you make a decision, I don't feel like they'll be, you know, it's not, they're not going to step up to the plate to be with you for long term, I don't feel. But that thing, yeah, things can change. So therefore, this decision you make, I feel, has to be totally for you. What's right for you, and so whether this person's supportive or not supportive, this really, I mean, you're just a shock. So this really has to be your decision. And
yeah, I mean, honestly, I have made my decision because, like, based on how I feel and my own circumstances, I really, you know, took some time today to look at what I wanted, and I know what I want, and I made a decision based on that. And I guess I was just trying to decide, like, okay, I made a decision based on that, and now I should probably make a decision based on the, you know, about the relationship, if I should
mm-hmm.
let it go or not.
Well, by all means, have another talk. Have another talk is what I'm hearing. Like I said, I'm seeing like it's going to be at least 2 weeks before they can even be rational about talking. So you can talk, but it won't be like all rational the way you want it to be at this moment. You know, so, but, you know, maybe then that's the pieces you need too. So if you want a rational talk, I'm hearing it's going to take about 2 weeks.
Okay.
And then you can make some decisions with that,
okay,
around the relationship. That is, as far as the pregnancy or the baby goes, those, you know, that will be something you'll be making for yourself. Definitely make that for yourself.
Right.
And so we thank you. I hope this helped you. I apologize. We're getting cut a little bit flack here, so I need to have you hang on one sec, Dina. It's not you with the phones. Dina comes on, and she likes to blow the lines with the system. We do have a bunch of people. Would you like to get a hold of Dina at her site and have her do a reading? I know she does email readings. If you could send her a picture. Dina, aren't you doing email readings right now too?
Yeah, I do email readings, phone readings. You know, when I get back up on Skype, I'll do Skype readings sometimes. And, yep, I do all kinds.
Right,
definitely,
yeah,
get a hold of her.
Good.
Thank you, and I apologize. The phones are going crazy on it. We're going to be giving away a prize. Don't go anywhere. Hang on. What we're going to be doing, those of you, get on psychicsgonewild.com. We're having a contest, and you guys always look at Dina's page. So get on there, get a reading with her. Gina, tell them what you've done. You've went wild, and you're giving out discounts. We call it the Dina Lookout Duel thing. She's grabbed on to the reading. She's doing discounts, so you guys can get the full reading with her, whether it's half an hour. If you just need a little time with her, tell them what you're doing, Dina, with your prices.
Well, for this month, I'm doing a dollar a minute, basically. So if, you know, you just need 10 minutes, it's $10, 15 minutes, $15, 30 minutes, $30, you know, and so on. So, yeah, that's what I'm doing for this month.
Email her, set it up. I do know she does take PayPal. I've been having a joke here. You guys are going, wow, is she doing it? Well, Dina can tell the truth. Dina's just really, really good. And so what she does is she helps so many people that we want you guys to do this. Remember, when you guys go on psychicsgonewild.com, we want you to check out. We've had so many of you guys ask me, get a hold of Dina. I can send the emails over, but it's just easier to catch her. I do know a couple of you have asked me the telephone number. I know there was a business number we had at one time. But, you know, get a hold of her at the email. She'll set it up with you. She's very confidential. And get the reading. You're not going to get the full reading over the radio, because what I've had you guys tease me about, I got in trouble on A1R Tuesday night for being accurate. A person called in. I gave them the reading was accurate. And then they called back last night or Tuesday night and let me know that they were ready for a better job because I was right about what they got. So, you guys, when you get the radio, we're here to show you. But grab a hold of the person. person and get that reading. We're going to, speaking of, we're going to have Edina give out the number tonight for our prize. And our prize tonight is Animal Wise, Understanding the Language of Animal Messengers and Companions by Ted Andrews. Ted Andrews is a phenomenal writer of nature, shamanism, and psychology. Those of you who have ever read any of Ted Andrews' books of Animal Speaks, Ted Andrews is the writer who works with animals on their greatest and one of the greatest teachers to discover your spirit totems, animal messengers, learn new techniques to attune into animals and nature, awaken your inner totem, and by uncovering the spirit animals of your chakras. Dina, have you ever read Ted Andrews?
Yeah, I have Animal Speaks. I have Animal Wise. I love it. It's awesome. I use it all the time.
And what we need is just a number from 1 to 10. We have 10 callers waiting to talk to Dina, and one of them is going to win the book.
7.
Okay, number 7. I'm going to turn right around and go down here to you. And you are the lucky winner, 919. You just won the book. How are you, 919? 919?
Yes, well, is that me?
That's you. You just won the Ted Andrews book. How are you doing tonight?
Oh, I'm doing well, thank you. My cousin suggested that I call. My name is Judy. She just felt that I needed to speak with someone who needed to guide me.
We feel that, and Judy, you got to come in. Dina just picked your number, and I'm going to call you after this tomorrow, and I'll call you from Psychic Jethro. It'll come up on their phone, and actually I'm a 928 number, and I'll get with you and get your snail mail confidential. We'll send you the book of Ted Andrews, Animal Wise. Judy, you called in tonight, and welcome to Psychic's Gone Wild. What would you like to talk to Dina about? And Dina Flanagan, here's Judy.
Hi, Dina.
Hi.
I'm Judy. I'm doing okay, I guess. I'm just recently going through a long breakup with my fiance, and I've just discovered that he's been lying to me the entire time. I just feel very badly about it. I don't know what I did, I guess, to deserve this, or what brought any of it about. I don't know. I just need some kind of guidance.
I can feel your energy is pretty low. It hits you pretty hard. I feel like that it's not really something you did. I'm feeling like it's his own stuff. You know what I mean? Like this is something that he does. This is his own stuff. So it's nothing that you did. So you got to know that. Were you dating for a while, quite a while?
We lived together for 2 years.
For what now?
We lived together for 2 years.
2 years, that's what they kept telling me, 2 years. So, and I'm feeling like it's not you. This is something, have you heard that this is he's done this before in the past?
No, I've not heard that about him in the past from anyone. He's always told me he's been faithful. He's been lying to me the entire time. I've found some things in the recent past few weeks that he has been up to, which he denied. He's currently involved with another woman, which he was denying. We've been speaking over the past few days of reconciliation and getting counseling with our relationship and moving forward and continuing. And today I found that's all been lies.
Well, my sense is that, no, this is something he has done, whether they know it or not before. Somebody knows it or not before. I feel like this is something he has done before. They're just showing me that he's just, this is something that he has to work on, that's something he has to learn, that, or it's a lesson of his in this lifetime. And he tends to hide things well, so a lot of people would not know it, but this is what I'm feeling about this person. What exactly do you want to know? Like, you know he's lying, you know he cheated. What do you want to know?
I'm just trying to move forward.
What's that?
Just the best way for me to move forward, to get past this pain, to go forward without him in life. And I don't know, I'm undergoing cancer radiation treatments and chemotherapy all at the same time as this is happening.
I'm hearing like this is this point here with the relationship is moot. I mean, you should move on, and that you've got to bring yourself back up, because in order for you to come back to life, and even with the cancer, I'm feeling like you've got to somehow bring yourself back up. Are you doing anything like meditation, yoga, anything?
I was doing some meditation earlier with my cousin, so meditation is good.
Of course, one thing is going to be time, naturally, but I feel like if you just keep going forward in a positive direction and try to bring in the light and the love, that your wounds will heal quicker, and then I feel also that your cancer will heal quicker, you know, what you're going through. I know it's a hard thing to do, but somehow you just have to have that faith and bring in the light, because that's what they're telling me. Because you do have angels around you. I'm seeing three angels around you, and they're with you. They say that they're with you, and they're trying to help you, bring you back up, and they're with you all the time through even these, you know, the chemo and stuff, the radiation stuff. They're saying also that you have a future ahead, so it is important to get past these points, these two points. It's just like a lesson time in your life, they're saying, that you will get past and you will go on to go past all this. And they're saying that you're do you help people?
I try.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever I have the opportunity to.
Yeah, that's what they're saying, that it's to bring in more compassion for people. Like what you're going through right now, when you get to the other side, you're going to be in a different place, and you're going to have more compassion and helping more people. You're going to be teaching the world something or something. They're saying that's what that you're going through all this for at the moment. But
green
you won't
healing
go
teaching.
What's that?
I'm sorry. I apologize here. I didn't interrupt. No, I apologize, ladies. I didn't mean to interrupt you. Me and my big lips. She's got this big energy. She's got green healing energy, and she's going to be teaching people to be able to overcome this with the heart. You've also got something else, Judy. I need to let you know real clear. I was so glad to let you know that you've won that book, and I think part of it is you have a very, very high hummingbird totem that is very hyper. You're very sensitive, and you're going to talk to people about what real love is. As you've been talking here, you've got me all choked up. You really loved him. He's a, you know, we know what that word is. And we need to push him with a little hefty bag tied to his head and kick him to the curb. And when I'm also getting here with you, as you are so much in love, we can feel the energy. Definitely, we're going to also, Psychics Gone Wild, Judy, I'll call you and I'll set up a time with you, and we'll pay for a session with you and Dina together, because you need a healing. And Dina is not only born with a gift, but she's a phenomenal healer. And we know we need to have you heal a little bit. You're welcome. It's okay. We're going to roll right along, and I just want you to hang on to Gone Wild, because you just got the best of the best, and we'll be setting that up. And here tomorrow, I'll get a hold of you and let Dina get with you, okay?
Okay, thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Keep your chin up.
Thank you. Keep your chin up. We're going to send in the A-team, and I guarantee when Dina gets done healing you, he's going to be sad, and he's going to realize what he lost. Going on to the next client we've got here, 562. Oh, 562. How are you? How are you doing?
Good,
you dropped the phone because we picked it up. You can't drop the phone when we're listening in.
Thanks so much for taking my call.
Thank you. Are you having fun? Are you going wild out there?
Yes. No, it's very nice of you. With the other caller that she got the book and everything, that you're helping her out. That's really sweet.
Always tune in, and we always do this. And what I love is we're giving out prizes. We're still looking for our Sarah. Sarah hasn't got her coffee, but Jill got her tea. And we found out in Denver there's probably a postal man who's been sipping the tea all along. Kelly stocked it, found it, sent it through. So everybody's getting their prizes. And we thank you for calling in. Please keep doing it, because we want you to win a prize, 562. If you give me your name, I'll introduce you to one of the phenomenal psychics.
Great. My name is Ola, O-L-A.
Hola, here's Dina Flynn.
Hi, Dina. Thanks for taking my call.
Hi.
Hi. Just wondering, I had an interview on Tuesday. Do you see me getting that job, or maybe something else will come along soon?
Is it a little bit different than what you're used to?
This one, maybe the company, but not the actual work.
It's the what?
Maybe the company might be a little different, but the actual work is the same.
It's what you've been doing, yeah. And because I feel like there's going to be another opportunity for you coming in, and that's
okay.
going to be a little bit different than what you do, like has the same, it has more flavor, whatever that's supposed to mean. It has more flavor for you because, I feel like that you've got to put out some more creativeness or some of your creative side. Does that make sense? So what this job that you just had an interview on, or whatnot?
Mm-hmm.
You have a good chance at it, but if you don't get it, because they're saying it's down to three people, you being one. But if you don't get it, because there's something that's going to be right behind it or not far from it, that where you have a chance to be more creative or more you. Using more of your abilities. That's what they're saying. Where it's you get to make more decisions or you get to put more of yourself into it, and you'll enjoy it, like getting to use that side of you, I guess.
Okay. Do you see me making money before? Because I'm hoping to make money before rent is due next month.
You can definitely. I don't think you have to worry too much. What I mean? Like it might be a little tight for a bit, but I think it's not. It will come right in. You know what I mean? Even if you're just a little bit behind, it will come right in. Is what I'm hearing. You can. In this job, you might get, you might take it, but I'm also feeling there's a job behind that. So, in other words, you know, there'll be something even better coming up for you, if this one isn't one that you particularly want, because it you just have to use more of yourself. That's what they keep telling me.
Okay, and Jethro, I'm doing my abundance little prayer, so hopefully
it helps. Good. No, and that definitely helps. And I'm also feeling, they told me to tell you that you need to be doing a very strong thing about a red energy. You need to be doing that. And most people say, love. This isn't love for you. This is energy of work. I see you lighten one, and I see you really putting strength into it and prayer.
Uh-huh.
And I think it's going to come from up. You've got to find a job you love a little more. The one you had before, it was starting to show that little side of you. It's a little pinchy. So they're telling me we need to get you a little bit of energy. I'm also, and the guy said to tell you that you got a little bit of tension here again. We got to get you to, and you don't laugh. All you guys are like, what are you telling her? I'm telling you, you need to go in and do a little mantra. You need to go in and turn on the shower, warm water, and you need to do not the silent E, but like the E when you. And do that sound and resonate that, and it'll help balance it because you're frustrated and your chakra is trying to block.
Okay.
And I know people like Jethro. He's not. I'm not eating candy tonight. I'm not on sugar. I'm just trying to help the friend. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, and hanging on. You guys keep going in. Tune in. I'm sorry, didn't you? And then you guys that are hanging in here and calling us, remember that number 773-897-6461 is wild, and that's why we want you to touch it. I know we're going to go to another caller, and Dina is in the house tonight. 612, how are you? 612.
Hi, I'm good. How are you guys?
We are wild.
good. Hi, this is Jordana. Hi, Jethro. My question is about a guy. I guess I don't really want to call it a relationship yet. And I'm just wondering if it's going to end up turning into something. I'm so confused.
Yeah, relationships.
I don't even know how to say it, like, except I'm confused, like crazy.
I am telling. No, I'm kidding. I'll get out of the way. Sorry, Dina. Go ahead.
Are you there?
Joanne?
Yes, I'm here.
because the phone keeps going in and out. I'm like, what is going
on?
My, not you, it's mine, or this, I don't know. Well, this person I see has potential. Let's put it that way. Has potential.
Okay.
I feel like that this person is lively. Is that true?
Yes.
Yeah. This person, like, has kind of a lively side or a zest for life and whatever.
Yeah, we have so much in common. It's great.
What's that?
I said we have a lot in common, so it's great, but he's very confusing. Men are so confusing, I just have to say.
I'm so sorry. The phone is going in and out, so the what is great?
No. We have a lot in common. He's just really confusing.
Oh, yeah, he's confusing, right. Yeah.
Yes.
So, yeah, that's what I feel like. I feel like this one has potential, but he just has this, like, he's got to do his own thing, you know what I mean? Like, he's got to do this part of him that just needs to be him.
Right, okay.
Yeah, and that's the part that you get confused about, because it kind of seems like, you know, hey, what about me, or what's going on, you know, that sort of thing. But does he have a dream or a goal to really kind of make it big?
Yeah, we both do. Yeah, that's one of the things we have in common, which is great.
Yeah, because this is what I'm feeling like. That's his, like, priority. So
yes.
Sometimes that can be a priority over you sometimes is what I'm feeling.
Oh, no, that's totally fine. It's the same with me. So,
yeah. So that's where the issues are going to be, you know, if in this relationship. So you've got to find, I don't know, a balance there or something, because if that works, that's great. Like, you want to do your thing, he wants to do his thing. But there is caring there, and there is, a chemistry, you know.
There is. I mean, the one thing I really don't like about it is that he gets almost a little, like, jealous. Like, he has that side.
Yeah.
Where I'm not much for that.
Yeah.
To say the least.
Yeah, well, I think you can, they're saying you can work around that. You just have to find the right words with this person. That's what I'm hearing. You have to find the right way to go in about it, almost like the back door, you know.
Okay.
Get people in the back door with it. Because I think that will go away to a degree, if you can go in the back door and be gentle in your explanation of it, or, you know, expressing that that's not really you.
Right. Well, I was actually going to, like, try to have a conversation with him about that later this evening. Is that a good idea for me to do?
Yeah. Yeah, you can. Like I said, keep it light. Go in the back door. But maybe explain it in ways that he might get it, but in a light way, is
right.
What I'm hearing. Yeah, because that's how I'm hearing this person learns.
Okay. I can do that.
Yeah, is that way, like, not direct, you know, like, hey, I don't like this, blah, 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 blah.
Like, just really,
you know,
nonchalantly kind of a thing.
Yeah, nonchalantly.
Okay.
Yep,
really, like, easygoing and not,
yeah,
like, okay.
Yeah.
Totally,
yeah, don't make,
totally
don't
get
make a
that.
Big deal out of it, yeah.
Yeah, no, I figured that it could be, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I feel like that can have a lot of potential, just if you decide that it's the same path you want to take.
Okay. Yeah. No, absolutely. I definitely. Well, thank you so much for all of your advice. I'll let
you
know how it goes.
Yeah, definitely.
Thank you
for calling in. We bless you, and we're glad you called in, and we are here being Gone Wild. I've had a lot of you ask, and the biggest thing that we tease all of you about is, you guys know that I am a cut-up, and we want to always keep the fun. We do encourage each and every one of you to have fun with us in check. And earlier I made a remark, I want everybody to understand, I'm getting a lot of emails of what happened, so I'm going to tell the story real quick, but not take Dina's time when she's reading, because we've got a lot of you waiting. Well, what happened last night on Tuesday night was I had someone I read for them. And I want you, all you new students, to realize I read for her and I was correct. And if you listen to the show on A1R, Living in the Psychic Realm, Tuesday night, 11 p.m. with Psychic Jethro. You'll hear me reading for the lady, and I read for her this month. I had read for her in December. I was correct in December, and I did get her a job, but she decided I wasn't correct or right because I didn't have another job. She didn't like the job she had. So I want to kind of let you guys know, please don't be mad at the messenger. When we get what we get, and I had a friend tease me about it today, they were like, that is the most funniest show because you were right and you got the job, but she wasn't happy about the job she got. So she called to let me know that I needed to be, I guess, more psychic. But Dina, have you ever had that experience? Have you ever had somebody, when you're correct, they don't like the message? And how do you handle that as a strong psychic as you are?
Yeah, you do get that. You can't help it because people want things the way they want them. They want to perceive them how they want to perceive them. Like, we may give them the message, and we know what we're seeing, but they might perceive it in a whole different way. And you know, then they'll be like, hey, wait a minute, you know. But the thing is that everybody sees different time frames. You know what I'm saying? We all see, like, I might see, if someone calls in and says, well, I want to know about who I'm supposed to be with, you know, for in a relationship. Well, I might see the next person. You might see the person that. Someone else might see the final person. So we're going to get what we get for you. We can't help it. That's what your guides are giving for whatever reason and whatever lesson. And also, you have free will. Everybody has free will, so you can change any and all of that, too. So we can only do the best we can do and give you what you're.
And thank you. And see, now you guys realize why I want you to go in and do some classes with Dina or Pamela. You know, you go in with these psychics. These are our phenomenal ladies. These are the ones that, those of you who listen to Valentine's Day show, it's still gathering numbers, and we still have a lot of you who just couldn't believe the energy off of it. I know that Blog Talk wrote us and let us know that night they lost a circuit, and I know that was part of Dina and Pamela. What she just explained really well to all of you that are learning this craft is that, and I joke, you guys know with me, you can kind of take me with a grain of salt, and don't take salt right now. I found out that I can't have much of that, but I want to tease all of you guys, and we're going to go right to the next one. You never know on Gone Wild what we're doing. 571, you are the next caller with Dina. How are you?
Hi, good night. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
Hi, Dina.
How are you?
I'm good. My question is, they're laying off at my job, and just would like to know what exactly are you picking up as far as where I fit into all of that.
What's your name?
V.
What? I'm sorry, can you repeat it?
V.
V?
Yes.
Well, where you're working, the department you're in, is that at one of the top of the hit list?
Yeah, most definitely.
That's what I hear. Have you been there a while?
Yes.
Because I'm feeling like even though your department's on the top of the hit list, I feel like they might fit you in somewhere else, you know, way in your company.
Okay.
They're trying to anyway. They're trying to find spots for some of the people that have been there a while or the better workers. And it's a way for them to weed out the ones they don't want, is what I'm hearing.
Okay. I'm sorry, Dina, you're breaking up.
Hello? And we do this, and Dina, I'm making sure we got her here. She's going to take just a second. We're going to work with Jethro here. And I go ahead and talk here in a minute while we turn around and try to get Dina back, because Dina has a very strong energy, and we've teased her because I do think that between the hurricanes in Florida and Dina's energy in Maine, we can explain why Pennsylvania is still not smiling. No, I'm kidding, you guys. We have friends at Crystal and Faith going, what are we doing in Pennsylvania? I said, nothing's happening, nothing, Crystal. Everybody's good. Do not pick up the weapon. Put down the toys. But we've got her back. Dina, are you with us?
Yeah, I'm here.
We got some wild stuff happening. You quit scaring us. You stay out. We can see you.
You went away, Dina, so I didn't get the last thought I heard.
Now, does does this company have, like, let me get back to my train of thought. Is it also have to do with finances?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what I'm hearing, because they need to make cuts because they're not doing as well as they projected. That's what
right.
I'm hearing, their projections are. So there's going to be some people that are going to be cut that they don't want to cut, but they are going to try to keep some of the better ones. You are on the chopping block. However, I feel like they're trying to work you in somewhere. Now,
okay.
But that they're going to have to make a lot of cuts, so that may or may not happen. This is what I'm saying. I'm seeing. Is there a man boss?
Yeah.
What's that?
Yes.
Yeah, because I'm seeing like a man making a lot of decisions is what I'm seeing, and he's not liking it because there's a lot of people he doesn't want to let go. Have you been thinking about doing something else?
I don't know what I want to do. I am trying to find my life purpose, so to speak. So
that's what they're telling me. This is a perfect opportunity for you to finally figure out what it is that, you know, would make you happy and what you want to do. Because I feel like that job is okay. You know, it brings home the money. It's okay. So it's security. But I don't feel like that you're quite happy there, you
right.
know? I feel like there's other things that you want to do in life at this point is what I'm feeling. So, you know, if it were to be cut, I feel like this is the time to pursue it because they haven't made their decision up yet at there where you are.
I think they have.
Are you still with me?
Yes, I think they have, but I won't know until next week. But I think they have.
They have, but they haven't. They're still going back and forth. Like, there's a
okay.
few people they're still trying to save and trying to find places for, is
okay.
what I'm saying.
Okay.
So they haven't made their final yet. If you have to go, it's not personal. It's just because I feel like their finances are low, is what I'm feeling.
Okay. So what you're saying, it could go either way.
Yes, it can go either way at this point. It's not because they want to get rid of people. It's because they have to.
Okay.
And so, but you will be okay. If you let go, you will be okay. But, and also they're just strongly telling me it's a great time to pursue what it is you want to do. It's a good time for you to look at all that.
Okay. Okay.
So look at it as if they decide last minute to let you go, if you look at it as an opportunity.
Okay. Okay, but either way, I believe that I will be okay, regardless
mm-hmm.
of whatever happened. You know,
absolutely.
It's a shock. It's a shock because I've been there for a while, and
mm-hmm.
Well,
that's what they're telling me. That like I see all positive around this either direction because we are going to be
right.
okay. They're saying you're
right.
going to be okay, but yeah, it's also an opportunity. Like they're
right.
saying, opportunity is knocking, and it's like a kick in the pants for you to get. Moving on that opportunity or something that you'll be happier at.
Right. Awesome.
That's what they're telling me. So either way, you'll be good.
Wow. Good. Thank you, Dina. That was awesome.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Bless. Thank you and blessings. And make sure you guys go on psychicgonewild.com site. We have a lot of jokes. We had some people say that Dina looks really intense. I want you guys to know, I think, Dina, what are you, 5'2"? I shouldn't tease you, Dina.
I am
5'2". I was okay. I'm correct. I am psychic, and she's a very, very I tease Dina about being ornery. So you guys understand when we say the energy, it means what she's projecting out. She's 5'2" and dynamite. I mean, it's just like the energy coming here. And what I laugh is I just had someone write me. They're like, oh, my goodness. And they just found the site, and they're like, but she's so tiny. And they're just like. So what we're explaining to you guys, when we say energy, we mean our energy that we project in our outer. Dina's able to heal people through astral. She also works with other people and works with individuals to do Reiki, has done it for years. She also works with people of her own. Dina works energy and help can deal and work with people there. Those of you who are tuning in, before we quit, really quickly, if you want to go to Janine Reagan Sinclair's class, we're doing a crystal key healing, get a hold of me at psychicjethro@aol.com or on psychicsgonewild.com and let me know you're interested. We're having two classes, May 5th and May 19th. We're putting those out there. Please, you guys, contact me. you're not going to regret it. Those of you who know 10 years ago what Crystal Key is, what Reiki was 10 years ago, it is a phenomenal thing. It's going to be here in the United States. Those of you who have a chance, be the first to get on board. If you want to heal, you want to do it now. We have got 15 only minutes left, and we've got 11. No, we've got 19. I can't see, and it's somebody's fault who broke my glasses. So 410, how do you know? 410, you're on.
Hello, this is Anna.
Anna, thank you. You're from the room, and you were writing in there. This is one of our friends who's on Skype. Thank you for writing, Anna. Thank you.
Hi,
Anna. You're welcome.
I'm sorry. Yeah, not long ago I've come out of a breakup, which was very hard on me because the person wasn't a communicator. And I'm just wondering, you know, what you see for me in terms of love life, and, you know, am I going to hear from my ex again, or is it totally done?
Let's see. Well, I feel like the ex thinks about you, you know, because I'm can feel it. He thinks about you. And this part of him that didn't want to break up or didn't want to end the relationship or something like that is what I'm hearing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's going through his own stuff right now. It's not really, he didn't really want it, but he's going through, is he going through a hard time?
He is, like you said, going through his own stuff, but he doesn't communicate, so I really don't understand.
Well, this is what I'm seeing. I'm seeing he's going through, a hard time of some sort in his own stuff, and it's almost like, it's like he doesn't have the room for you. You see what I mean? The energy room.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't have the energy room for you, and he feels bad about that.
I think you're breaking up. You were breaking up. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay. So, yeah, he can't help that right now. It's just he's not in the right space for it. So,
okay.
You might hear from him when he comes up out of it. But he has to go through this right now, whatever it is he's going through.
Mm-hmm.
So just send him lots of love, and maybe he can come out of it quicker.
Mm-hmm.
And then you say, will I hear from him? But I feel like part of you don't really want this again. Is it true?
Well, I feel like I've given him so many opportunities to talk. I feel like a little misled. And just, you know, like he put a lot of the blame on me and just never, doesn't really talk to
mm-hmm.
resolve things. So
yeah. Well, that's the problem. Yeah.
Yeah. So I've been hurt about it and, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because
kind of
I feel like at some point you will talk again. But
mm-hmm.
I don't feel like that you want to pursue it or feel that it would be the right thing to pursue. That's what I feel.
Yeah.
At this moment
okay.
in time in life. So with that said, and you do move on, excuse me, is there somebody else you're interested in?
Well, someone else I'm in Maryland, someone else in Florida that I used to, that I dated 3 years ago has been, you know, contacting me on Facebook and, you know.
Yeah, that's what I'm hearing.
Yeah.
I'm hearing that, yeah. So I feel like you're going to move forward is what I'm feeling. So pursue, you know, that, check it out. And I feel like within a year's time, you're going to know exactly who you want or what the person that's coming to you.
Mm-hmm.
So over this next year, I feel it's going to be all about you figuring out you. That's what I'm hearing. It's going to be you've got to figure out you and what you want, because there's still some parts of you that don't know that.
Okay.
You know, not quite sure. So once you go through that by connecting with this person and whatever, dating other people, you are going to figure it out within this next year. And you will know
okay.
within a year's time, somebody will be there for you.
Okay. Okay, I heard about the special, so actually I did email you for, you know, just a little more time. So hopefully I'll hear from you soon. So thank you very much.
Did you email me at ESSENCEOT?
Yes.
At AOL.com. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I'll have to go in and check it out.
Thank you.
Please let us know, Anna, right in the room, because if it's wrong, I typed it wrong, and Dina will come to Florida and punch me. No, I'm kidding. She wouldn't. But she will get me. I'm just kidding. You know us, Anna. And thank you for calling. You've made our night, and you rock.
Thank you. So do you. Thank you. Good night.
Blessings. We are here at the minute, and we're working her fast, and Dina's going to 10th, and now that we know she's 5'2", we'll also be telling other stories about her. It's B.C. Watson. How are you?
Good evening. I'd like to thank you all for taking my call.
Thank you. Where have you been, B.C.?
Finishing my dissertation, which I successfully defended it a week ago, so I'm free now.
Good. I had a feeling.
Well, here's my question. Me and my ex-girlfriend, who I broke up with, I say around this time last year, we've been communicating real well since November. And we met up last week for the first time in almost a year. And we both basically went to spirit and wanted to see if it was a possible reconciliation. We both got two different answers. And I was more like wanting to stay. She got a sense that she wanted to move on because of fear and perception. And I just want to know, where do you see it going?
Well, see, when you talk, I get these positive feelings. So I feel like, it can come back around. I feel like that you guys can reconcile, and it can be something wonderful once that she gets over the fears. But man, I think you can help her do that, because I'm feeling like it can be something really, really good. So definitely work toward it or for it or whatever it is you got to do.
Okay. I kept seeing the color black when I talked to her on Monday. Do you know what that probably means?
Okay. What's that? You saw what?
I kept seeing the color black when I was talking to her on Monday, and I didn't know what that meant.
Well, do you mean in your mind, or you saw black in your mind?
I just got this vision, because I see visions a lot, and
okay.
I just saw black.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's interesting because people have been getting, that's interesting to me. Lately, everybody's been getting black a lot, or red, black. So it's like a new healing color that's come in. Yet it's not really a color. Black is not really a color, but that's the new thing that's coming in. Over the past couple of weeks, everybody's been talking about getting this black.
Wow.
So I don't feel it's a bad thing. I feel like it's blockages being removed.
Oh.
That's what I feel.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much, both of you.
You're welcome.
No problem. Thank you. Please keep following and give us your honest opinion. You've called in, Kara, and you've talked to some of us and a couple of us. Do you think that Dina is one of our best psychics?
By far.
Thank you. We're doing it honest here. We're going there, and we've got a lot of you, and we want to thank you guys. That I was so impressed when we hit the numbers, and we do this to help people, and we love the fact. I want to thank some of you guys with the emails, and please do us a favor, those of you who do tune in, you don't have to always put your name. You can put down, we've got Chips and Salsa, we've got Pickle Happy, and we've got Christina Chip. We know those aren't real names. Go ahead and put them down. Put down your honest one there on it, and we will put that on. And it's like I've had a lot of you guys wanting to email me, get me at psychicjethroaol.com, and put your honest opinion. We've had Dina heal people over the time she's been here. We've had Dina help people. And I'm going to tell the truth now and let out another story on Dina. Dina is usually running her business, and now she's a little more free. So there you guys who want readings, Dina is an ongoing working machine up there. We've got her, and we're not letting her go. So here we go. 786, how are you, 786? We got 5 minutes, 786. Get to that phone. Grab that phone. Come on, 786.
Hello, sir.
Hello, we got you. You're on. How are you? This is Psychic Jethro. You had me scared. I thought they took you over there with the phone grabbers. How are you tonight?
Good. How are you guys?
Good. We're high, wild, and happy. And we've got Dina Flanagan. Do you have a question for Dina?
Yes, I do. My question is, I already have a career, but I am looking into maybe either expanding or incorporating something else in my life, more towards spiritual. My other career is not a spiritual at all, even though I help a lot of people. So I'm trying to see where would you see that going, or I don't know, how to maybe incorporate both things, or what do you see that going?
incorporate both things.
Well, maybe my, or maybe developing the spiritual career, if that's even an option.
What is your other career?
Lawyer.
Lawyer. And you want to incorporate spirituality into law, into being a lawyer?
Somehow, maybe, because, I mean, I do help a lot of people being a lawyer, but at the same time, I'm starting to do a lot of readings. I've had a lot of, like, angelic stuff, and that has come into my life very strong in the past year. And somehow I'm being guided into, like, putting more work on it. But at the same time, I am a lawyer, and I do like what I do, so it's just seems a little confusing.
Well, when you talk about them, see, you say incorporate, and I see two separate.
Okay.
So what I see is I see really expanding your spiritual side and really developing that and concentrating on that. And then after you develop, once you develop your spiritual side a little more, I feel like you're going to put it into play with what you do as a lawyer to help people. As much as you can, is what I'm seeing. But I'm seeing one comes after the other. That it's not. You get to develop your spiritual side a little more. Is what I'm hearing.
Okay.
And then once you do that, you're going to clearly see how you can put that into play with what you do with the lawyer work. And then you will always still have other parts. Like you'll have your lawyer work separate. And also incorporated. You see what I'm saying?
Okay. Yes, I do.
Yeah, but it's not. But it's time. It's step one, step two, step three is what I'm seeing. And then in time, it's all going to come together, and you will be able to help a lot of people in areas that normally can't be helped. Is what they're telling me. Areas like new territory. You know what I mean? New territory. So you're going to come up with something like that. That's what I'm seeing.
Okay, great. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Have a great night.
You too.
Bye.
And we welcome and thank you. Bye. And we were a very nice person. And we've got one more. We're going to flip them in here in 3 minutes. Can Dina do a reading? Still tell everybody how good she is. Get in the happy hour. Not Slap Jethro and let him eat his pie. 646, hello.
Hi. Hey there.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey, I was wondering, what do you see for my love life?
What's your name, please?
Chris.
Chris?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, love life. Are you with somebody now?
No.
Did you just have somebody?
No.
Okay, so then this is somebody that's coming in real soon, because it's this energy that's right around you. The reason I ask these questions is because the energy came in Zoom, you know. So I have to. It's this person is coming in. Are you sure you're not interested in somebody?
I'm interested in somebody, but that person's not interested in me.
Oh well, that might be the energy I'm getting in, because I am feeling there's somebody around you, because they keep showing it to me and they're like, nope, there's somebody around her. That person that you're interested in is not quite ready. And so I feel like not long from now, probably less than 2 months, I'm hearing there's going to be somebody that's going to come in that will be interested in you, that will be a good match for you, is what I'm hearing. Now, whether you see it or not or want to pursue it is another story, because I'm feeling like you think that you'll be thinking that it's not quite, you know, my type, or it's not really what I want, or, you know, there's going to be these red flags and these questions you're going to be putting up. But try to recognize it. If somebody comes in, try to give that person a chance, because you'll be pleasantly surprised is what they're saying. I don't know how they're coming in, but they're saying that they will be coming in less than 2 months.
Okay. Uh-oh, they're giving us I hope that helped you. Definitely get a hold of FDN at her site. We're at the 40 seconds. They're going to throw us out the door with the rain in my hair in Tampa. And we thank you, Gina. Tell everybody one more time how to get a hold of you. Thank you. You've been such a fun. I know the 708 you didn't get in. 708, get a hold of us on psychicsgunwall.com. Tomorrow, grab your bags, get ready, because we're going from Maine to New York. Angela Bixby's here, certified psychic. She holds no bar. She will do it. You guys will know what's happening in New York. Tell them how to get you, Gina, before they throw us out that door.
Call me at 207-752-1399 or email me at essenceot@aol.com. That's essenceot@aol.com.
10 seconds. Inez Williamson's on Spiritual Learning Connection. You guys, she's here. She's phenomenal, too. We got some money new ones. You'll never know what we do for you. Bye.